After South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond died at the age of 100 nearly 2 years ago, came news that he had a love child. His 1925 relationship with a young black servant surprised a lot of people, and when his daughter came out with the story, which had been a secret for years, commentator John McWhorter saw her story as a triumph of human spirit. But he found that not everyone felt the way he did when the truth was revealed.
I knew how the think pieces would go. Thurmond not acknowledging his love child and quietly paying her off over the years symbolizes the racist foundations of our great nation and must never be forgotten. Recently, Williams published a book-length testimonial of her relationship with Thurmond called Dear Senator. Williams came forward after Thurmond died, seeking, as she put it, closure for her and her progeny. But many commentators don't quite know what to do with how Williams doesn't indicate much trauma over Thurmond's behavior. They expect a woman describing a life of existential angst and rage, only to encounter someone for whom the Thurmond issue didn't define her existence. In the Wall Street Journal last year, Charles Johnson parsed her as living the lie of race. But if we're appalled at Thurmond's treatment of his mistress and child as less than human, then we must process Miss Williams as a full human being. And for actual human beings, unsavory aspects of our parentage are hardly the total of our existences. We cope, we heal, even when race is involved. Over her 80 years, Williams married, had a career as a teacher, and raised 4 children. In a recent interview, she sounded almost relieved when asked to talk about her life beyond the office visits with Thurmond. To dismiss an innocent grandmother of 13 as living a lie when she doesn't go along with a certain program is condescending. My grandfather was Caucasian in color and could easily have passed. His father was a white shopkeeper who had a liaison with a black woman who worked for him. He never acknowledged paternity. But these glum beginnings didn't define Grandpa's contented lifetime as a printer, choir singer, mason, and father of 2 daughters in a stable 50-year marriage. I shudder to imagine someone trivializing his humanity by reducing him to a cutout in the racism diorama. My grandfather's message to America was that he made the best of himself in spite of his origins. This is what Ms. Williams should mean to us. After all, is it really so urgent for us to grapple with the relationship that created her? It might be useful to remember that when Thurmond fathered Ms. Williams in 1925, films were silent, television was unknown, plastic was rare, and rock music didn't exist. This was a very long time ago. I don't just mean that time heals all wounds or that racism is completely extinct, but there are no signs that the naked bigotry of the old days is on its way back. More to the point, the traditions of clandestine, coerced interracial matings that Thurmond participated in give no more sign of coming back than that the suffrage for women will be repealed. Thurmond's dead, and Williams makes quite clear that she, like legions of people with her story, is just fine. To agonize and scold over the episode as if time never passes is to give in to the power of racism rather than to defy it. I don't accept that it's more urgent to recall Strom Thurmond's romantic wanderings during the Coolidge administration than to rejoice in the progress we've made since then. I'm much more interested in where we are. It's okay to look back as long as you don't stare.
Commentator John McWhorter is finishing a book on language and another book on race, and he's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute in New York.